Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Bucks never stop here. You're listening to Green and Growing, hosted by Sparky Pfeiffer and Nathan Marzion.
You brought up Middleton and all the love that should be shown towards Middleton. You follow everybody on Twitter, I'm pretty certain. But do you follow Mr. Marzion at @NBA_University on Twitter?
Yes, I actually just saw what they put out.
Okay, 170,000 followers, so they've got quite a few followers. Chris Middleton shot 58.5% in the mid-range this season, 6% better than MPJ second, and 7% better than KD third. Now shooting over 60% from the mid-range in the playoffs, dude was built to get tough buckets against tough defense. Per NBA.com, Chris Middleton had the best mid-range field goal percentage of any player, minimum 100 field goals attempts in the database since the 96-97 season. All-time mid-range season getting even better in the playoffs. Magical stuff. All that to say, Chris Middleton is good. This is a neutral account. As far as I know, this is not a Bucks account. There's 170,000 followers. They tweet about everybody. That is a huge stat to talk about. And I was having a conversation, I forgot who with today. Somebody at my kid's baseball practice, one of the dads. And we were talking about Middleton's mid-range game. And I said, it reminds me of Glenn. Big Dog Robinson, who was back then one of the best mid-range shooters in the NBA when Big Dog was playing. It was just pure. It was pretty. It was everything you want. And in today's NBA, where you frown upon the mid-range shot and you want it to be threes or dunks, and that's all you want, the fact that Middleton is still doing it his way, despite Bud not wanting him to back when he first got here, is a huge kudos to him and to the Bucks and Doc Rivers for allowing him to play to his strength, Nathan.
Yeah, and this is something, I mean, this was from the get-go this year. He was lights out. I think I remember tweeting, like, in the first couple weeks of the season, I was like, it's a small sample size, but he's shooting like 70% on mid-range shots. Like, it's been nuts. He's number one in the league. And I was like, it's not going to keep up like this, but it almost has. He has been lights out all season on the mid-range. He shoots super contested ones and they still go in. Every time he shoots a mid-range shot, I think it's going in. And that's just an awesome player to have on your team. That's a huge player to have in the playoffs when you need tough buckets. You need someone that can just go get a tough bucket. And Bobby Portis can do that too. I think he helps as well in that regard where, you know, obviously he'll go through his stretches where he can't hit anything and he struggles, but he has moments where like he's a tough bucket getter as well. And you need guys like that. You can't just have guys that thrive hitting open spot up threes because you're not always going to get those in the playoffs. You know, Grayson Allen is a perfect example of that. But to have a guy like Chris Middleton who can get buckets off the dribble with a hand in his face, contested fadeaways, whatever you want, he'll get you those buckets. And yeah, he has been incredible at them all year. Always been something he's good at, but like this year he's taken it to a whole nother level. And it's something that like when he came back from injury last year in January, and people were worried about, you know, oh, is he going to be the same? Is, you know, he coming off those injuries and surgery, and like, I don't know how good to expect him to be. And I'm like, he's always been a guy that he doesn't need a ton of athleticism. He doesn't need to blow by people. He doesn't need to have great quickness. As long as, now, obviously it hurts him a little bit on defense, but offensively, that dude just needs to get to his spots and be able to shoot over people, and he can hit anything he wants. And that's shown this year. Like, he doesn't have the same speed. He doesn't have the same quickness, and he never really has had a ton of that, but he still just can put up his 20 a game and shoot lights out from mid-range, regardless of, you know, what the defense looks like and how he's being defended, because he's been hitting so many tough shots. And I think I saw a tweet where it was like, player shot quality versus their, you know, field goal percentage or whatever it was. And Chris had like the lowest shot quality in the playoffs of any player, but like one of the highest field goal percentages or effective field goal percentages. I don't remember what the stat was of those players. So it was just showing that like he's taking super tough shots and yet he's still scoring more efficiently than almost anyone, which is just a testament to, again, how impressive the shots he makes are. So yeah, it's just been fantastic. And like you said, as far as the Pacers go, you know, with their shooting and everything like that, yeah, they went cold. They were 6 of 11 to start the game, and then I think they finished 6 of 27 in the final three quarters ish. The Bucks did, I think, a much better job in those final three quarters of taking away the three and not giving them just a ton of easy looks like they did in the first quarter. Something that I notice is like different from what I'm used to with Bud, where with Bud, it's more like, we're just going to trust that they're going to cool off. We're going to trust that it won't keep up like this. And I thought Doc did a better job of changing the defense a little bit, going with some different smaller lineups to try to...
More switching too.
Yeah, more switching, trying to change things up. They played a little bit less of Brook, a little bit more of Gallinari, more Bobby Portis. They had, you know, Malik Beasley was in there a lot. Obviously, Pat Connaughton was in there a lot. Like, they actually went away from the young guys. But the vets played great. And, you know, again, all those guys, Patrick Beverly, Pat Connaughton, Bobby, Malik, all those guys played great. Even Gallinari wasn't terrible. So I like what Doc did as far as, you know, changing things up a little bit. And I also think in this series, I know this is the first game they've won since game two, but since game two, I mean, Pascal Siakam has been nowhere near as dominant as he was in those first two games. I mean, he had 36 and 37 the first two games. And in the last three, he's had 17, 13, and 12. And just has been, you know, much held in check, much, much more. I know they're doubling a little bit more and they're changing up their defense. And that's something you have to do. That's something, you know, that's part of being in a playoff series and giving yourself a chance is to adjust on the fly, change things up, and not just let things, you know, again, this is what Bud was notorious for, was just kind of letting stuff happen and believing that, okay, it'll change with time and it's not going to keep up this way. No, Doc has changed things up, and Doc has gotten the ball out of his hands a little bit more after those first two games. So again, credit to him there. And so plenty of positives right now to talk or to look at, even just going forward. Again, even if they lose game six, like, there's positives from this playoffs to take away regarding Doc, regarding Chris Middleton, regarding, you know, if you bring back Patrick Beverly, Bobby Portis just had a big game. Like, there's plenty of positives to go around that you can take long term here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.